that I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion. So help me God. Would everyone please rise and join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our country's flag?
Adrialde, along with 50 or 60 foreigners, took the oath of allegiance last Friday. Magistrate Judge E. Clifton Knowles led the ceremony in his courtroom in Nashville. Right after the ceremony, Daniel Potter of WPLN caught up with Audrey to find out how she felt.
Oh, gee, I just feel very emotional. I feel, like crying, and I feel like I'm very, very happy. It's just affects your whole body.
It wasn't until after living on American soil that the Australian songwriter started thinking about becoming a citizen.
I realize what a very political entity this country is in the world. And, you know, you can't be... I mean, I'm a songwriter, and my whole point of view changed. You know, it wasn't about the state of my heart. It was about, well, here I am in this country where people really do stand up. And, like, here we are with Occupy Wall Street happening all over the country, and people are allowed to do that. And the judge just said in the ceremony, we encourage you to question the government.
Auld moved to America in 2003, shortly after she fell in love and married. At first, she settled in Bolinas, a small seaside town in California.
I mean, I came over. I didn't know how it was going to go. I didn't know what was going to happen. And, you know, you just kind of want to be together when you find what I've just learned is called your anam cara, your soul friend. And here we are 8 years later, and I'm very happily married, and now I'm Mrs. America.
And you started off in Bolinas, which is a far cry from Nashville.
It sure is, and it's a town that gets as much response as when you say the word Nashville, people always have some kind of a response, and Bolinas is very much the same. It's a little town in Marin County on the wrong side of the crack. Just a little north of San Francisco, and it's, you know, the Indian, there's an Indian myth that you could go there and fish there but don't live there because you'll go crazy, and there's a fair bit of truth in that.
I got one good man who's learning fast. I got two girlfriends born to last. I can tell wheat from chaff. I'm 40.
After the ceremony, Auld did what many Americans do, hit the road, but with a slight twist. She was on tour.
What it means to me, as I just spent this past weekend going to Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and North Carolina, and I'm driving around this country, and I feel like I'm home, and I belong here, and that's what it makes me feel. And everywhere I went, people were just so happy for me when they knew that I'd just become a citizen. There was a great sense of welcoming, which I have always felt here as I've toured America. I always feel very welcomed. There's no kind of, well, you're Australian, so we'll just keep you at arm's length, or you're playing American music, but you don't quite fit. You know, like, I have never felt that from American people as I've travelled. I've always felt embraced.
For WKNO News, I'm Candace Ludlow.
I wanna be a tree, reaching for the sky, standing in the sun, wind and rain. I wanna be a tree, tall and old and strong, standing in whatever weather comes. I wanna be a flower, my face held to the sun, the most beautiful color in the world. I wanna be a flower, kiss the bees one by one, capture hearts as I unfurl. Trees don't know that they grow and grow. the stranger who grows into a man. I want to be a mother, like the earth to everyone, the softest place you'll ever land. I want to be a sister with a tattoo on my arm, blazing where a fire has never burned. I want to be a sister to anyone who's needed one, feel the family grow at each turn. Trees don't know that they grow and grow without ever seeking shelter. Flowers do not know their beauty will not last forever. I wanna be a tree, wanna be a flower.